The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
UH sure got Tulsa back last night.
Yeah.
Well, and if you saw, if you watched the first UH-Tulsa game, a lot went right for Tulsa. Yeah. UH missed a bunch of open looks, and really since then, UH has just been pretty pissed off.
Yeah. I'd forgotten it started, and I flipped over, and it was 42-19. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch anymore.
I mean, they're on a mission right now, and Tulsa's good. I mean, I said at the beginning of the year, they're not on UH's level.
Do you think the longer it goes for Houston to find a coach, is it a better chance that it's Bienemy?
I would guess. And that's why I kind of feel like it's either Bienemy or Leslie Frazier, because those guys are playing this week. Because if you wanted Matt, if Matt Eberflus were your guy, I think you'd probably already make that hire. Because you do want guys to start building staff, if you can.
Yeah.
So if I were a betting man, and sometimes I am, I would say it's probably one of those two guys, and I probably think Bienemy is going to be the dude.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. Send a message. Aaron will read it, and it makes him feel important. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that is some of what you missed. It'll be available on Podcast Arena at some point. So there's that. But been kind of fun, I think.
Yeah, have a good time.
Boy, that's like three times today, man.
Well, I've been trying to type my rap lyrics, and sometimes I get the fat finger.
Mm. Okay.
Are you typing them all from memory, or are you just Googling them?
Oh, I'm just typing them from memory.
Good for you.
I mean, it's all music that I listen to. I mean, I'm sure
mine are, too.
I doubt Deshaun has to look up future lyrics. That would be cheating.
I don't know. Do you trust him? I don't know if I do.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've also got a million things going on, so I just Google it. I grab a verse and I throw it in.
Yeah, I'm just I think of random lyrics that I've liked over the years, and that's what I'm posting. And I'll just I don't know if they mean anything, but they might. And that's the beauty of it, right?
Well, that's the whole point, right?
It could just be me saying, "Hey, I like this song," but it also could have a deeper meaning.
Hmm.
You want to hear some of the lyrics I've tweeted?
Sure.
You've been reading yours. I haven't given all mine. I got money on my beeper, dead trees on my phone. They call me Mick Jagger because I roll a lot of stones.
That's pretty awful.
What?
That's pretty awful. Sorry, continue.
I'm wheeling, I'm dealing, I'm drinking, not thinking. Never cower, never shower. And I'm always stinking.
Okay, also pretty awful. What does he have against Bill Cowher? That seems kind of weird.
No one like. What, you like Bill Cowher?
No.
You a Bill Cowher fan?
Not really.
All right. How about for 9-6, the only MC with a flu? Yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do.
What does that mean?
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
I get it now. I mean, I don't, but, you know.
It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. Now, that's a deep one, right?
Yeah, except he stole that from Edgar Allan Poe. Sleep, those little slices of death, how I despise them.
You know? That. That's what do you think hip hop is?
Edgar Allan Poe.
It's samples. It's using. It's turning old stuff new. It's resurrecting old crap.
Well, you can't resurrect death.
Yeah, you can.
Well, if you say so.
Maybe you heard of a book called The Bible.
Don't make me make Bible jokes. I've done
up
enough.
To you, Bubba.
I've done enough with Jesus Easterby lately that you know there's probably a lightning strike waiting to get me. So I'm not gonna do that.
All right.
Why don't you put some Bible quotes out there for the people that the rappers have repurposed? There you go. Now you're killing two birds with one stone. Just a thought.
Listen, you tweet out your lyrics. I'm tweeting out mine.
All right, fine. Okay. So you're not you hate God. Okay, that's fine.
Not what I'm saying.
kind of the impression I'm getting. Yeah. And you're the one who doesn't believe in aliens, but you hate
I don't believe okay. in aliens.
That all makes perfect sense. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And there's a couple of things that – one of the things I wanted to get to was the trend of first-time quarterbacks in a championship game.
Uh-huh. And not good.
Does not really bode well for
the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Last year, now some of it's context. Some of these guys get a team that far and then they're just not good enough. Like Ryan Tannehill last year is, I think, a pretty good example. And that's why he was one of those. So the result of your first time guys, and again, some of these need to be in context. 2019, Ryan Tannehill, they lost 35-24 to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
2018, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs lost to the Patriots. That was the last great Patriot team, pretty much. So that's not a bad loss. They put up 31 points. 2017, Blake Bortles. They should have won that game at New England.
Yeah.
That second half he had, not so good. 2014, Andrew Luck, also at the Patriots. Now, that was 45-7, so that wasn't a good one. 2009, the butt fumble.
Oh,
Marcus Sanchez.
So give me the names of these quarterbacks again. Don't give me the year. Just tell me the names of the guys that have played.
Okay.
Like Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez.
Well, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. You weren't listening to me make the comment about that. It just happened to be against the Patriots. He played pretty well.
I don't know. I just feel like, is it coincidence or is the moment too big for these guys?
Well, and that's kind of why I was going down the list, because when you put it in context, it's almost exactly what I said at the beginning of this, is that some of these guys, that's too big for him. Blake Bortles, it was too big.
Too big. Well, Blake Bortles just isn't good.
Right. Well, and Ryan Tannehill, I think it was too big for. Good quarterback.
Like Blake Bortles now we know isn't good. Mark Sanchez we know wasn't good.
But you also had guys, but I mean there's also some really good quarterbacks, but when you put it in the context of what they were doing, like I mentioned Mahomes lost to the Patriots. Well, it was 37-31. They were in that game.
Right.
Wasn't his fault. Now the Andrew Luck game, they got blown out.
What about Joe Flacco?
Flacco was
he's an exception.
2008, that he lost his first one to the Steelers. Damn. Yeah, 23-14.
Well,
Phillip Rivers, 2007.
Well, we know he lost.
Yeah, Patriots
on a torn ACL.
Here's one for you, Jakey Plummer, 2005. Broncos lost to the Steelers again. Though that's a guy that he should have been lucky to get there. Roethlisberger in 2004, lost to the Patriots 41-27. And Peyton Manning, 2003, loss of the Patriots.
So nobody's won?
Let's see. I don't think any of this. Well, no, this is this is a list of every quarterback since 2002 who made his first AFC championship appearance and how his team fared.
And they've all lost.
Every single one of them have lost.
And this is only AFC, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, doesn't bode well for my boy Joshua. But I've got faith in him.
I feel pretty good about it. But we'll see.
I think I would say, if you went through the seasons of those guys, very few of them were having the type of year that Josh Allen's having.
This won't make you feel any better. Only two of them even covered the spread.
Oof, well. If you're a trends player, it's not looking good. But I don't know. I guess I'm a believer that, especially with Mahomes being where he's at right now, it's hard for me to see the Chiefs running away. I'm not saying the Chiefs can't win. The Chiefs should be favored.
Yeah, but some of these games, like I said, context. And Tristan brought up Mahomes was a D-Ford offsides from winning that game against the Patriots.
And that's the other thing to really think about. Almost all of those teams were playing against the Patriots that won every friggin' year.
Right, right. Context.
Yeah. So. But okay, who knows? There's people who think the Chiefs are going to be the next Patriots.
Maybe.
You know,
we'll see if
the Mahomes era is the next Brady era.
Yeah. Well, let's see how concussed he is. I'm guessing that's Lamont. Yeah. All right. What's up, Lamont?
Say, man. I've been thinking about this. Hey, fellas. By the way, what's up, man? But I've been thinking about this whole Deshaun Watson stuff, and I'm thinking to myself. Man, well, first of all, I'm out on this guy. I think that he showed his immaturity. Now, I realize that Easterby and Cal McNair are idiots, but he clearly matched them. But I'm thinking to myself, you doing all this now after you didn't win 4-12? You should have been doing all this crap. You should have been doing all this crap after y'all blow a 24-0 lead against the Chiefs last year. But I'm gonna tell you one other thing, fellas. I've been sounding this alarm. I think Deshaun Watson is really mad, and this is gonna be far out there for a lot of people to get. He's really a Bill O'Brien guy. Deshaun Watson loves Bill O'Brien. He never said anything bad about him. After Bill O'Brien got fired, he said he reached out to him and stuff. I think, and then with the whole Tim Kelly stuff, I think Deshaun Watson is really deep down inside mad because Bill O'Brien got fired. And let me just tell you something else about how dumb the Texans is about asking Deshaun Watson and Andre Johnson to come in at a. You know, Andre Johnson was a dude that had his uncle to work out his deal for him, that got him screwed by the Texans, and then you're going to bring in Deshaun Watson. That after they smoked that Chiefs game, Deshaun Watson cutting up top line, he's gonna run through a wall for Bill O'Brien, and he loves him, and blowing snap bubbles and crying. I'm really kind of confused about Deshaun Watson. I'm not giving up on the young man, but this dude has really matched his he didn't equally match his ignorance. That's all I have.
Well, based on the way he tweeted after the Bill O'Brien firing, it didn't seem like he was a Bill O'Brien guy. But again, that just may be random lyrics of things. And I know he was peeved that Bill O'Brien was seemingly behind the DeAndre Hopkins deal. I don't know. I mean, maybe Deshaun's confused about what he wants. I mean, it's entirely possible.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get the whole show without having to talk about this today.
Deshaun?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, well, other than the lyrics, but yeah, I have no clue whether or not he's happy or unhappy over O'Brien or any of that stuff. It's all just speculation one way or the other, which is all any of us are doing, and guessing what his tweets might mean and all that stuff, because people don't, it's real simple. He could just communicate. Just communicate. But that's not the world today. You have to go and do emo Twitter, and people have to guess what your problems are. And, what does he mean? What does he mean? Is he leaving? Is he staying? At this point, I don't give a rat's ass. Until you come out and say, hey, I want to trade, or have your agent say, hey, he wants a trade. Either work it out or don't work it out. But quit being a baby. And I'm sorry, I love the guy, but this is high school crap. You're 25 years old, man. You're entitled to some immaturity, which, that's fine. You've had some immaturity here. And I agree completely that, he has the right to be pissed. But, all right, enough. There's a certain time when you stop pouting and pull yourself out of timeout and then just say what the hell you want. So I mean, I don't know. That may be true. There may be a thousand other things true about it. Who knows?
Maybe we all just went way overboard in reading into lyrics that he tweets out that he likes.
I mean, because all these reports are coming from other people.
Yeah.
And all we're getting from him is rap lyrics. So if it really is him sending subtle messages to the team, it's childish and it needs to stop. And if it's just him doing rap lyrics, fine. Keep doing your thing and hope you get the coach you want.
Yep.
All right. Or you can get the hair you want. So this is just for the guy who complained that I always wear a hat, even though I don't. Like 2 days a week, I won't wear a hat. I didn't wear a hat today so I could show off the work from Dr. Linville. And if you go to twitch.tv, you can see it. And guys, if you're in that spot where, man, I think I'm going to have to shave it or it's just going to look ridiculous, he can help. It doesn't matter how far along you are. If you got hair, everybody has hair on the back of their head, and he just takes that and moves it to where you're missing it. And when I sat down with him, I was ready to give up. And then he said, look, I had it done. Look at my hair. And he explained the process to me, the whole neograft process, where it's your own hair. It's not plugs. It's not some weird thing. And I had it done, and, man, I couldn't be happier. 975hair.com. You can get a free consultation. Find out what it's about. Sit down with him. And once you see his hair, I think you're going to want to get it done. 975hair.com for your free consultation. You can even do it virtually if you want. Get your hair back today, 975hair.com.
Come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Love. Back in the day, I should keep it.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. Let's talk about Gulf Coast Chevrolet and the great offer they have in January on brand new 2020 Silverado 1500s. It's the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Check out this offer. If you're an eligible GM card member, you get a 2020 Silverado 1500 crew cab with a $5,500 cash allowance plus $1,000 GM card bonus earnings. That's $6,500 total allowance. Start your shopping at LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Thank you, H-Town.
Thank you, H-Town.
Thank you, H-Town, for helping make Sports Map Houston the number one channel on YouTube.
The number one channel on YouTube.
The number one channel on YouTube for local sports coverage.
Sports Map Houston is your channel for the Astros,
Texans, and Rockets news you care about
without the coastal media bias.
Subscribe today.
Subscribe today to Sports Map Houston on YouTube.
And be sure to hit the bell
to receive notifications every time a new episode drops.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 703-780-ESPN is your number. So when Philip Rivers called it quits, it ended the longest streak of consecutive games started. 240, 252 if you count the playoffs.
That's the longest for anybody?
Current streak.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to know who now owns or will own the longest current streak, assuming he doesn't destroy a knee or something before the season starts?
It's not Dak Prescott.
No.
Not Alex Smith.
No.
Not Ben Roethlisberger. It's a good question. Is it Russell Wilson?
It is Russell Wilson. 144 games, 160 counting the playoffs.
He's always there.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about for the great quarterbacks. I mean, they're just always out there, and that's a good run. Why is my ethnicity a discussion on the Twitch channel?
I don't know. Is it because you're the same ethnicity as Robert Saleh?
Half, yes. I like to think of myself as a Middle East Texan.
Okay.
Does that sound fair? Kind of half redneck, half Middle Eastern. So, there. So, I claim Robert Saleh because, well, I claim anybody who's brown, I claim pretty much. So, yeah. But I grew up. I grew up in a, well, half, pretty much in, I grew up in Lamarck, which was a very diverse community, but I also spent a lot of time doing 4-H and stuff like that and country stuff. So, didn't really know the Middle Eastern side of the family until later in life. Somebody said there was a comment about you looking like a cool Bin Laden. There is no cool Bin Laden.
No.
No.
Fred looks like a fat, beardless Bin Laden.
Don't put Bin Laden on me. Get that off me right now.
Okay.
Stop. I mean, it's bad enough you guys put a pedophile on me. Now you're going to put that on me?
Yeah, that's true. Like, let's stick with Jeffrey Jones, because that actually does look like Fred. No. Fred doesn't look like Osama Bin Laden. That's not fair.
I would like to have some of that traditional Arab clothing, though.
Like, you wish you could just get like walk around wearing a gown all day?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, the head thing. So, yeah, I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
The turban?
Is it called a turban?
I don't know, but I know it's not called the
wrap,
head thing.
The wrap thing is a turban. I think it's called something else. Listen, I'm a lousy half-Arabic person. I speak zero of the language, and I don't even know what you call the head thing.
And he has Jewish children.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty
They're not
much,
claiming him.
I'm pretty much the triple crown of failure here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, the head thing. That's whatever they call that. Junior Bronco says you're just checking all the boxes, but I pretty much have run the gamut in terms of, well, especially in terms of marriages, as far as like every religion, I've pretty much bounced around there. You know, I'm trying to be I'm just a diverse person. That's all, with a lot of experience.
You're an equal opportunity husband.
Yeah. Although there's some people I don't think so. Like crazy hot chicks like Demi Lovato. No, not gonna happen.
It could happen.
I don't have the head thing. That's racist. Yeah, well, I don't know what you call a traditional Arab headwear, but I don't think it's a turban. I think that's like what they wear in India. Like with this, I don't know. Although one year I did wear one of those and went to Halloween as the turban cowboy. I had like the turban and yeah, I know. We were all so clever back in the day. How the hell do we get
better
on?
Make sure no picture service from that, or you're going to be fired for cultural that wouldn't appropriation.
Even, oh well, we got in trouble one time when the ex and I went. She went as an Israeli soldier and I went as a terrorist. And it made people mad at the party, and we wound up leaving.
I think that, like, the red and white checkered headscarf thing it starts with a K.
Yeah, I just found that, too. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, I haven't found I don't know. Like, it's
Kefia?
Kefia, or, yeah, I mean, something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds right. I think I know how to say that. I have to look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, but Aldo says a turban is for Sikh people. Muslims wear a different thing. Well, okay, that's a different thing is no different than me saying the head thing, though.
A different thing.
And no, it's not a beanie. Although, depending on where you live, a beanie could be all kinds of things. Like, Canada, it's a toque. In someplace else, like this, it's a head warmer. I'm like, no, it's a beanie. Why do we have so many different names for the same thing?
I don't know. Well, you go to Canada, they've got different names for everything.
That's true. Most of them, they just throw an extra U in there. Maybe that's why I have such a thing for Canada. Somebody just threw an extra U in my name. It has no business being there. There's that. Catholic, Muslim, and Jewish. Dang, Fred, you're messed up. I also was married to a hardcore Southern Baptist. That was a first wife. Boy, that turned me off to that stuff in a hurry. I'm just going to tell you, where they were like, they're holding their hands in the air and feeling the spirit going through the place. I'm like, whoa. Ooh. This is getting a little crazy. And next thing, I'm thinking to myself, next thing I know, they're going to start handling snakes in this place. Because it was nutso. So, yeah, I've been through that. Grew up Catholic. I've never been Muslim, but had some family members who were Muslim. Was married to a Jewish family for 15 years.
Fred gets around.
So, I've run the gauntlet, as they say. And, you know. I don't know that it makes me any better or worse.
It just makes you who you are.
Exactly. Fred Supreme Ayatollah will be added. No, 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 no. And especially your brother looks more Middle Eastern than you. I guess sometimes none of us really look like that. So, although I guess my youngest brother probably, people thought we were Mexican growing up. I mean, because they had no idea what Arabs were, right? And my dad looked black, so people thought we were half Mexican, half black, and somehow came out white. Look, we weren't real smart in Lamarck, not going to lie. But yeah, I would say my brother probably has the look more than everybody else, but we all pretty much took on the white side. 713-780.
Hassan Whiteside?
Hassan. Is he Muslim?
I don't know.
Just asking. So.
Why do we have to judge people based on things like that?
I don't know.
Why can't everyone just be people?
Well,
imagine all the people.
Oh, and that's what you need to tweet out. Imagine there's no heaven.
Yeah. It's easy if you try.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there you go. Imagine if we hadn't killed John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you on that. I'm with John Lennon on this song.
Yeah. He was onto something. That was pretty smart.
Yeah, but it got him shot.
That's true.
I mean, he just stole these lyrics from Forrest Gump's story.
That is true. Yeah.
I see.
He's stolen from Edgar Allan Poe.
All right, let's take a quick break. What the hell? I have no idea what that segment was about. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Golfer beat, does Fred get uglier after each divorce, or was he born that ugly? I'm just old, bro. Old.
Oh, sick burn.
Yeah. It's what I'm here for, guys.
Haters gonna hate.
I'm just here to entertain you guys, and if that's how you do it, go right ahead. Astros lost another guy that we didn't talk about yesterday.
Okay.
Chris Davinsky.
Oh.
To the Diamondbacks.
Well.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really a big loss there, but
that's a guy who, boy, there was a time, it was a short time, but there was a time where Astro fan was convinced that Chris Davinsky should be the closer, and he was the best reliever on the team. That time is now gone.
It didn't last very long.
But there were people who were like, oh, he's the real deal.
Well, remember they were having a stretch for... like 1 month, somebody different was the best reliever. He was one of them. And then Brad Peacock had a stretch.
Yeah.
And Harris had a stretch. So, I don't know if you saw this, but...
You got cash on this hockey game or what?
No, you can watch something else.
Yeah, 209, Aaron. Come on, man. Get with the times, Bubba.
Unless he has.
I was on there. I was flipping back and forth, but I got stuck on hockey for a while. Because after that first goal, I wanted to see how long it would take him to respond.
I hate that floor at Memphis. I hate watching games when they play on their home court.
It's worse than...
it should be a crime to have a floor like that.
It's worse than the blue field at...
it is worse.
Boise, yeah.
You know who else's floor I hate? Oregon's. It's just unwatchable. I don't know why teams feel like that's a good idea to make your floor look like that. Like, just have a basketball court. It doesn't look obnoxious. Is that hard? Like, you could even have your big, giant, crazy tiger logo in the middle, and it's not. That's not too much.
I mean, it's the blue.
It's overkill, that logo. Yeah. It's bigger than it needs to be, but all the blue is just nonsense.
The gray looks bad too.
Yeah.
Why do you guys hate?
But we're in an audio medium. We should probably.
I mean, people, listen. Go to ESPN2 if you haven't seen Memphis's home court. I mean, it's. I mean, people live in a world where they can see these things. I'm sure they've seen it.
Google it. Yeah, I'm sure that'll pop up. So, is there anything you want to get to? I didn't realize we only have one segment left after this.
Do we really?
Yeah, is there something that we haven't hit on that you needed to get to?
You know, we've done a pretty good job today, I would say, getting through the... I mean, I was with you. I didn't want to talk Deshaun all day. So I was glad on that. I saw that map. You saw the map, I'm guessing, where they show who everybody's cheering for and around the country.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at those results?
Not really.
I feel like the Bills are the team this year that if you don't have a dog in the fight, that's who you're cheering for.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that's kind of where I am.
And they would win the electoral vote. Who tweeted it? CBS Sports tweeted it out. CBS Sports HQ tweeted it out. Super Bowl rooting interest Twitter map. The lowly Buffalo Bills are the favorite in 22 states, including the great state of Texas.
That's why this state is great.
And the great state of Idaho.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah, a lot of Bills fans in Idaho. Kansas City, as you would expect, is all in pretty much the middle of the country, you know.
Yeah, and I want to go on record. I really like Kansas City. I like Chiefs fans. I love the team. But you won last year. So if they get back, I'll root for them. But Bills, it's the Bills' turn. I want it to be the Bills' turn.
Packers fans, it's Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, not South Dakota. South Dakota's Chiefs country. Montana, Oregon, Utah, and Alaska. They have the fewest states with 8. No one wants the Packers.
Well, that's because they're obnoxious. But you know.
And the Bucks have basically all the states that have Confederate flags as part of their state flags. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida. And then all of New England where Tommy's going to win another ring. So their loyalties are split between the southeast and the northeast parts of the country, except for New York. Those are all Bills fans.
Interesting.
No real surprises. Maybe the big surprise is that the states that kind of stood out to me is really Green Bay and Utah and Oregon seems weird.
Where else would Oregon go though? They're not taking a New York team. There's no way.
That's true.
And Utah.
Well, I guess like all the states surrounding Oregon are Bills fans.
That's weird.
Just Oregon sticking out there like a sore green thumb.
Oregon's kind of weird.
And Utah, I don't know where Utah got Green Bay from.
Well, Alaska.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can. Who knows with Alaska? Just like Hawaii being Bills fans, like. Who knows? Like I can't.
What the ratings would be.
You can't get logic out of those two states, all right? But the other ones, I feel like you can.
I don't know if there's any logic with Utah either.
Well, maybe not.
I think they lost their rooting interest when Taysom Hill went out.
And Louisiana being Bills fans is also, it's funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have thought Bucks, I guess, but.
Well, you're not going to cheer for the team that just sent you packing.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. So, well, I think, I mean, what do they base this on? Is this just like Twitter mentions?
Who knows?
Well, I mean, I think it's a fair question.
It is.
If you're going to throw a map at me, I kind of want to know what it's based on. And usually it comes up that they'll do like Twitter, they do some kind of Twitter thing where however many times a team is mentioned is, hey, I hope this team wins.
I also a couple of interesting notes about the Ravens. Mark Ingram has cleared waivers. That might be something that the Texans should look into. Like, Mark Ingram was the third best running back on the Ravens. He would be the best running back on the Texans starting now.
Yeah, although interestingly enough, a playoff team could pick him up right now.
They could.
But for next year, yeah, it's a guy I would look at. I mean, 1 year, small deal.
Yep, he's a prove it deal.
Yeah, and, you know, go with, they're going to have to find a rookie somewhere, whether they draft him or free agent. They're going to have to bring in a couple veterans. I mean, all those guys should be gone. I don't want to tell Nick how to do his job. Yeah, I do want to tell Nick how to do his job. All those guys should be gone. Bernard McKinney, dead. I mean, get rid of these guys. I don't know when the actual – I don't think they can actually do it until March when the new year starts.
Yeah.
League year. But, yeah, I've got a list. And frankly, and Nick, I'm willing to help. If you want to give me a call, free of charge, because I'm a generous person. I got a whole list of people you can whack, and no one will miss them. You know, they'll be like people who disappeared when the aliens come and took them, and no one went looking for them because, you know, they were meaningless. That's what these guys are.
And then I had some people who, including a couple of my buddies who are Ravens fans, who I guess they listened to Baltimore radio and things like that. Would you expect Raven fan or Raven sports talk radio to bring up the idea of trading for Deshaun Watson?
No.
Because apparently Ravens fan is about 50-50 split on whether or not Lamar Jackson is the long-term answer.
Every single city out there that doesn't have Rodgers or Mahomes is probably having that debate.
Not Buffalo.
No.
They're good.
They're worried about the championship game this week. But, oh boy.
But I mean, I've already heard New Orleans talk about it, although New Orleans has no assets to give for it.
That's the thing. None of these guys have any shot of getting the guy. I mean, it's either the Jets or the Dolphins, you know, and unless those guys get cold feet. And I would love it for it to be.
Or it's probably more likely none of the above.
No, it's none of the above. And actually, there was a Greg in the Chronicle wrote a story today about what it's like doing talk radio during the Watson thing, and I was quoted in it. And I had the end quote where I said, in a month, we won't even be talking about this because I think they'll work it out. And we'll move on to the next disaster. But, you know, makes it easy. So, I think, and again, I want to make this really clear. I don't think he's getting traded. I think they're working it out. I think Bieniemy's going to be the coach. And he's going to be happy. And they're going to go out and go 6-10 next year. Because, you know, they're not going to be able to turn this thing around. But if it were to happen, less than 2%, then
it's going to be one of those two spots.
Either the Jets or the Dolphins, period.
I kind of lean the same way.
And if you're the Texan, well, what if Watson doesn't want to go to the Jets?
And you say, okay, well, then you don't want to leave.
Yeah, just say, hey.
You either want to be here.
If you don't want to be here, waive your no trade, and then I'll go out and take as many picks as I can get. And Rain Man asks, if Cowboys cut Dak, is the Saints a possibility? They don't have to cut him, actually.
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent. And
yes, Dak's a possibility.
I think he's also a possibility in Indianapolis.
That now they could franchise tag him.
Yeah, again, which I think
that's highly unlikely.
Yeah,
coming off a major injury, boy, that'd feel like a real mistake, wouldn't it?
Not really. 1 year deal.
I mean, for the money that he'd be getting,
I think it's what, 38. I got to double check and find out what it would be, but I mean, you're going to have to pay another quarterback 32. Why not for 1 year?
Yeah.
I'll have to find out exactly what he. But I that's what I would do if I were the Cowboys. Well, let's see if you're healthy. If you're not, well,
yeah.
All right.
I don't know if I'd want to sign him long term anyway.
But. Well, no, you don't want to sign him long term, especially coming off the injury. You were iffy on that before. That's why you didn't have a deal.
Yep.
All right. Quick break. Come back. We'll have a little Hoffman on Hollywood. Some Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Up here in space, I'm looking down on you. My lasers trace everything you do. You think you've private lives? Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. Hey, head out to 500 Golf in Beaumont for the Craft Beer Fest this Saturday, January 23rd from noon to 5 p.m. Join Nick and Aaron for craft beer, live music, and good food. $30 a ticket includes event entry and a punch card with 25 free beer tastings. They'll also be taking COVID precautions on site. Get your tickets at 500golf.com, and you can see Aaron in person.
And Nick.
And Nick. But no, Aaron's a headliner. Do you think Aaron's a headliner?
I don't know. Whose name's higher in the...
Says Nick and Aaron.
Oh.
I mean, I typed that, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, Nick's been there before. Aaron really hasn't, right? Have you done a Beaumont thing before?
Nope.
Okay.
This is my first station appearance.
Oh.
That anybody's asked me to show up at.
You've become very famous. Are they paying you?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Look at you. Big baller now. All right.
Hoffman. He's very, very wealthy. He's become very, very
wealthy. Let's play the Twitter game. Oh, yeah, he's got me smoked.
Okay.
Nick does?
Oh, yeah.
What's Nick packing?
3807.
What are you at?
As of yesterday, I was at 939.
You're not even at 1,000 Twitter followers?
Okay, guys, we got to get his Twitter followers up.
That's humiliating.
Come on, Blitzers.
938. Somebody fell off. Apparently, they got mad at my lyrics.
Yeah. Guys, jump on and follow Aaron on Twitter. At Aaron is blitzed. Because that, I mean.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, that's like.
We're going to have you producing middays.
That's like somebody sticking a pinky up your butt. You're never going to feel it. We got to do better than that. Come on, man. You at least got to get to be an
index. You might not feel it.
You got to be an index finger. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Guys, it looks like it's official. Kim and Kanye have completely stopped going to marriage counseling. And it appears, according to sources, that the end is now definite.
Can you quote some rap lyrics for him?
No, no. Not about this situation. They do have a really hot picture of her here. They've been living separately as their relationship became downright toxic. That's a quote after months of therapy. They have no option but to live apart in the end because the communication between them had gotten so downright toxic. They went into the latter part of 2020 with the best of intentions and wanted to find a way to get along when they spent time together. But it reached the point where the bickering turned to nasty blow-ups and confrontations. And since neither of them wanted the kids exposed to that type of hostility, they stayed apart. So, I feel like Kanye kind of blew it. Like, Kanye had a whole good thing going where he was a rapper and he married a hot chick. And then it's like he went with the whole crazy thing. Just too
much.
Wasn't
he broke at one point, too?
I'm
and
sure
they
kind of
helped
fine.
Get him a lot more money?
I don't know.
She ain't going to be hot forever, man.
No, she's not. Well, listen, technology's a hell of a thing, Fred.
I mean, if you look at the starting pictures before she had surgery, she wasn't hot then.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner's still hot all these years later. You look at his Olympic pictures, you weren't...
No, he wasn't hot then.
You weren't squeezing it out to that, but guess what? Now, hot.
Kind of was with those arms, dude.
Hot. boy. I don't... What's the deal about the Super Bowl? Is there like is Radio Row going to all be virtual? I know we're not going.
I don't think they're doing it.
Okay, I'm sure they're going to do some sort of a virtual thing or something. Normally, they've got pretty famous people doing the music there. Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church. Will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm not familiar with either of those.
Grammy-winning singer H.E.R. will perform America the Beautiful.
Not familiar with him.
What in the... What are
Is
we...
Is it him or her? I'm guessing it's
a her.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it.
It says Jay-Z's Roc Nation company is executive producing the halftime show for a second year. Jesse Collins will work as an executive producer. And I still don't know that they've decided on who the final lineup for the halftime show is. But H.E.R. and Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan, like, you're not wowing me with the kickoff stuff here. This is...
Eh. I mean, I never pay any attention to that anyway, so... And I don't really watch the halftime
show. I mean,
who
sings the national anthem is usually a pretty big deal because there's prop bets on it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I pay any attention to.
So, I mean, like, the fact that... I guess Eric Church is a country singer, so it's... Okay. And Jasmine Sullivan is an R&B singer. Those are two genres of music I typically avoid. But even, like, I've heard of a lot of country music guys. I've heard of a lot of R&B people. These people are off my radar. Did you know there's a Willy Wonka prequel happening?
Yeah, I saw this.
Wonka, scheduled for release in March 2023, a prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that focuses on Willy Wonka's younger days before having his confection empire. Hey, man, that. No casting yet, so I don't know if, like, I don't know what's going on with Johnny Depp right now. Johnny Depp's whole life is in shambles. So I don't know if he's going to be in it, but you can't really make a prequel unless the guy that was Willy Wonka in that movie is Willy Wonka,
you know,
right?
If I'm not mistaken, there were two books after Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. There was a couple of sequels. Why haven't they done that? I mean, they weren't very good, but I mean, a prequel makes no sense.
Well, here's why it makes sense. The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that Tim Burton made, made $475 million in 2005.
Well, do the sequel.
That's why we do things.
Although,
like that.
I think they moved all the old. If I remember right, because I read them a long time ago when I was a kid, but they moved all the old people into the factory, and then there was all kinds of drama, and I don't remember what happened. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think I am.
There's an article today: four things which has driven Netflix success.
The Rona.
That seems like number one, certainly. But I won't go too deep into them. It says number one, Netflix is making a lot of money. Well, that sort of is the end game of its success, right?
Right. That's kind of the point, right?
But I think what they're saying is they're able to now do the expansions that they want to do, stop borrowing to finance their operations, and they're using their excess cash to create more content. Non-Anglophone shows have been a hit. It says more than 80% of the new signups last year came from outside the U.S. and Canada, with Europe accounting for the most, and Netflix shows are increasingly breaking national barriers. The French-language show Lupin, about a gentleman burglar, had shot to number one in Brazil, Argentina, Germany, Italy, Spain, and others, while ranking second on its top 10 list in the U.S. There might be a new season of Bridgerton.
Yeah, the wife liked that. I didn't watch it.
And it has one eye on the competition, maintaining its lead as other companies such as Disney, Viacom, HBO, and others put more effort in their streaming offerings. They've continued to work to stay ahead of those platforms.
Ah. Well, I was right.
And original series is the key differentiator. Yeah.
There was a sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory called Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
In the what at glass?
Great Glass Elevator.
A book or a movie?
It was a book.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a terrible movie, though.
So. Well, so does the prequel.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up.
I like that it's just called Wonka, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I have zero interest. Like, I have zero interest in the last Jurassic Park, which is supposed to be the end of the thing. Which, yeah, they kind of hinted that the dinosaurs were going to kill us all in the last one. So I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Well, yeah.
I'm Team Dinosaur, if that's the case. All right. Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. Late Hits coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. Just gonna keep hating me. No, we just
gonna be enemies. I know. ESPN 97.5.